Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you. Nine floors up at the Kia Studios. It is a game day Sunday because our Braves are playing in Washington, looking to get another win over the Nationals after the Nationals bullpen just imploded last night. See if we can get more of that going on later on today. Greg is away. Bo is on the other side of the glass. And got Fred McQuarrie, former Falcons fullback, been in the house with me all morning long. Going to hang with for a little bit longer because we've got a little discussion.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if any of you want to join in on this, but, you know, we talked about the Hawks and the great draft that they had this week and the potential for exciting things to happen with this basketball team going forward. Ray Gleer joined us, last hour and talked about an article he wrote on DeAndre Hunter and the young man who's coming from the University of Virginia and how he just happened to be at the NCAA regional and said, hey, what do you think? What do you think about playing with Trae Young? He said, I'd love to play with Trae Young. And now that's about to happen. So the question is, considering this draft we had and the potential of the players coming and sizing up the East, you know, in the NBA, right. Do we want our Atlanta Hawks to play for the ping pong ball just one more season, or do we want them to go and try to make the playoffs next season? Do we want playoffs for our team?
Why would you want to tank it?
You're not going to tank it. You're not going to tank it.
Are we tired of getting spanked?
You know,
we tired of getting spanked. Like, listen, we got to pull up our pants one of these days. Come on.
here's the deal. So we got a couple of people been waiting. Ray's got some thoughts on what he wants to see the team doing. Ray, good morning. Welcome to Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Good morning. Guys, this is not a discussion at all.
No?
I'm not an Atlanta fan. If you have the chance to win, you win today.
Tell him again, buddy.
It's not a conversation. You guys are doing this with baseball. You guys are doing this with football and basketball where it's like, oh, well, let's tank and get something else. Well, something else may come, and it may not even get you to win.
Tell them again.
Win now.
Preach,
you
buddy,
got
preach.
Win now. You got great draft picks. Yeah. And here it is. I'm a Bulls fan. I wish I had y'all guys. And y'all are like talking about, should we tank? No, you won 32 games last year. You got a chance to go at least 50 games this year with the team you got.
I like it.
Get you in the playoffs.
I like it.
Go to the playoffs and possibly go to the finals, the Eastern Conference Finals against somebody, and then you build on that with better draft picks or maybe bring in somebody else from free agency for the next year. Stop this tanking thing. Get the baseball team right with some pitching. I don't understand what's wrong with the city of Atlanta and not doing what it takes to win today. Makes no sense.
All right, Ray is weighing in and weighing in heavy, and he seemed to be on your side.
I told you, like, nobody wants to go to see a loser. You just don't want to do that. You want to win. But everybody wants to be a part of winners. Think about it. Listen, Sam, we talked about it off air. Listen, you just can't turn it on and say, we're going to win. Losing is contagious, and so is winning. You can't keep tanking and losing and say, okay, this year, yeah, this is the year we're going to win. Nah, it don't work that way. Don't work that way.
I just think we're building to something, and you're building something. You want it to last long term.
But winning is contagious. Losing is contagious. So you keep losing, okay, it's become contagious, right?
Well, you know, sometimes you can walk in the kitchen and you smell a cake baking. You say, boy, that smells good. I sure do want some of that cake. But the cake ain't ready yet.
Okay.
You know, so that's the thing. You're going to go and eat the cake and it's not ready yet? You're going to wait until the cake is ready?
You got to wait until it's ready, but who says it's not ready?
Yeah, that's that. We don't
depends
like
if you want to overcook. You can overcook it, too.
We don't want to overcook the cake. We've had that happen in my kitchen before. No,
exactly.
We don't want that to happen. But that's just the idea. We like what we're heading, and we know we're putting these pieces together and whatnot, and we want to continue to progress in that direction.
We are.
That's the thing. But does it mean winning now?
Ask Coach Pierce. I bet you he wants to win now.
Well, we'll see what happens. We got Brandon's back with us. Brandon's checking back in with us. Brandon, what do you think about this?
Listen, man, if you are true to Atlanta and you believe in the slogan, you want to win today. You got to be ridiculous. Look at the draft that we have, okay? Now, we got some of the best players here already. They're hungry, all right, already. What you do is you take that and you get to the playoffs, at least make the AFC. You go hard, at least win five or try to make it a five-game, six-game series. And then you got free agents next year who are looking at this place like, hey, Atlanta's my destination. I know where I want to go with Atlanta. Why would you lose?
Exactly.
What is the draft going to do next year? Who's in the draft next year?
Exactly. And who says they're going to be the right fit for us anyway? And who say we're going to get them? Who says
it? It's ridiculous, man. Listen, like Ray said, like the last caller Ray said, if we keep adopting this mentality in Atlanta, we got to wait to get it, then we will never have it.
Exactly. I love it. Right, I love it. Thanks I told you, Sam.
In. Thanks a lot, Brandon, for weighing in. Brandon is weighing in saying, you know, man, we need to go for it now. I just want to make sure what we get, we're able to sustain it long term. I don't want us to go up there and just go in there and just to make something and get there and win a little bit for 1 year and then have a setback. I want to make sure something is going to be sustained.
But we do. We have a great foundation. We got a great young nucleus. What more? We probably bring somebody. Free agent starts here in June 30th, right?
Yep.
We probably bring some role players in that fits what Coach Pierce and Travis wants for the team. So why can't we make a run for it?
We'll see. I mean, like I said, because we have the defending champions are in the East. And we don't know if Kawhi is going to stay or go. We're going to see. Greg's been waiting to talk with us. Greg, welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What are you saying?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
Yeah, so, I feel like the Hawks with the whole tanking situation, it's not going to work this year anyway because last year I think the coach built the winning culture with the team. And the team played hard no matter what through the whole season, even if they knew they wasn't going to go to the playoffs. So I think we just have a culture here right now with this new coach in that these guys are going to come in and play hard and compete every night, no matter if they're going against the Bulls or whether they're going against the Warriors.
Well, all right. And so he's changed that, and he's thinking that, you know, we're not going to tank. He's feeling like we got the coach, we got the players.
Yeah, and it's all let's about go win. Let's go win.
All about having the mentality. Dylan, what do you think? We got Dylan and Marietta. Thinking about this team. What do we do now? We want more picks. We playing for the ping pong balls. We're going to go and try to make the playoffs.
Hey, I think we need to make the playoffs 100%. You know, we need to get some experience for this young team, just like the Braves did last year. We got some experience against a good team in the L.A. Dodgers. And, you know, it shows this year. We look really damn good. And, you know, the pitching just needs to get it together. We need to make some moves. We need to start the pitching staff, Falcons, you know. Matt Ryan, he's been saying Super Bowl ever since this offseason started. That's the mentality Atlanta needs to have, not exactly what the previous callers have said, not this let's tank and win later mentality. Let's win now. Thanks.
All right, Dylan.
I agree with Dylan. I keep telling you, Sam, nobody wants to sit there and spend all their hard-earned money to watch somebody tank. Come on.
I don't think that team goes out and intentionally tanks. I just think they play to the best of their ability, and they know that there are some limits. With this team, you lack that player, you know, who's going to put you over the top. And I think that's what the setup for the player that's going to put us over the
top. Who knows? Trey might have an unbelievable year. He might turn out to be the next Steph Curry. Who knows? That puts us in playoff contention, you know?
You want to put that kind of pressure on him?
Yes.
Okay. We got Leonard joining us now. Leonard of Atlanta, what do you think? We going to play now? We going to play for the ping pong balls? Or we going to try to get that 8 seed?
I kind of rather go for the ping pong
ball. Oh, Lord.
It was fun watching the Hawks play last year. It was really exciting watching them. It was like a fun year to watch a team not be good. So my thing is the Hawks was making the playoffs a while back every year. Was it drawing free agents then? And no, it wasn't. We was making them playoffs consistently for them. I think I'm not sure why I say around 7 to 8 years in a row. I'm not sure. Don't correct me. But I like how we're building through the draft, and we can keep our guys that we drafted. You know, hopefully it'll bring people in. But if we keep building the way we're doing, I think we'll be all right. Because nobody's going to hop up and say, hey, I'm going to go to Atlanta. And that's all I got to say. I just want to say hey to my daughter, Harmony and Connor. Thank you.
All right,
let it. Well, got somebody on your side, Sam.
I got somebody on my side. There's somebody feel like we got to get the ping pong balls, man.
No ping pong balls, man. I'm telling you,
got the ping pong balls.
My wrists are tired from hitting those ping pong balls. We want wins.
We're going to see if we want to win. We thank you for joining and calling us. You can, 404-741-0929. You know, Fred says he wants us to win right away. I'm thinking we've still been building things. We got Justin right now in Canton. Justin, good morning. What do you think the Hawks ought to do?
Well, guys, you know, help me if my memory is not correct, but didn't we score more points after the All-Star break than any other team? It seems like we brought Hunter in to shore up the defense. I think we're ready to win right now. I'd like to pick up Bradley Beal, get somebody else to shore up the defense, and I think we're ready.
Wow.
What is it, like 6-1 right now? Come on. I told you, Sam, like 6-1.
Thanks a lot, Justin. We appreciate hearing from you this morning. Kent, good morning. Welcome to Sports Radio 929
yes,
The Game.
Sir, it's like Coach always says, man, why do we play?
To win.
We play to win the game. And, I think if you look at the Hawks last season is a perfect example. When Trey got his feet underneath him and the game slowed down for him, mm-hmm. if we would have played the entire season like we did the second half, we would have been a playoff team last year. So there is no doubt to me, man, this team will be in the playoffs this year. I think we could even get up to like a 6 seed.
I like it, Kent. I like it, Kent.
Oh, Kent, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
I told you, Sam. I tried to tell you. Man, it's 7-1, dude.
And Bo on the other side of the glass.
Bo was 8-1. Listen, we're trying to win now. Nobody wants to wait to win. We're not promised tomorrow.
Yep.
So let's win now.
And we got the players in place. That's the kind of
excitement. We're going to bring some players in, too. You know, you watch. We're going to bring a couple players in to help us and see where it goes from there.
All right.
We're going to bring in defense. We want defense. We got to stop people.
And we got DeAndre Hunter who's going to start that. Fred, look, we're about to round up the time with you. Look, man, we appreciate you coming through, bringing your experience, your observation, and your enthusiasm this morning, man. Always, always, always good catching up with you, partner.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me. And let's go Braves. Let's go Hawks. Let's go Falcons.
United.
Let's go.
All right. That's Fred McCrary joining us, and always great to have some time with him. Coming up next. End of an era for NASCAR today. Darrell Waltrip makes his final call for Fox Sports. We're going to check in with Adam Alexander. Hope to hear from him in the next segment and talk a little bit about that as we continue, as we roll on this game day Sunday morning here on Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929thegame.com. Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw from the Kia Studios, 9 floors up in Midtown Atlanta. Nice looking morning outside, nice looking Sunday morning. Hope it's fine for you wherever you are. If you travel safely in and around the metro Atlanta area. Looking for some rain possibly later on today. It's that weather pattern we have this time of year in this part of the world. You know, a certain time of day, the weather gets hot, steamy, boiling, and then afternoons. The sky will open up around the certain parts of the area. You may get some rain. So watch for that. Some of it may be a kind of stormy as we had last night. We had a few people around the metro area lose power as it got kind of the weather got kind of rough around the metro Atlanta area. I know I was at an event that was outdoors over on the west side of town, and it got cloudy, real cloudy, and it looked like and the wind really picked up. And you figure the next thing you're going to hear was a bunch of rain coming down, but it never didn't happen. It blew around and it fell in some other parts of the metro Atlanta area. It's just that time of year, folks. And so be on the lookout for that. Be careful for that if you are traveling in and around the metro Atlanta area today. And don't forget to always take Sports Radio 929 The Game along with you. Once again, hope you've been following us on social media and following us on our website, 929thegame.com. We've been going there, of course, for casting calls today, but there's everything else there for you as well. There's stories, blogs, interviews, any episodes that you missed of any of your shows here during the course of the week or even weekend mornings with Greg and I are there for you as well. Podcasts are there, too, as we're your home for Falcons, for the Hawks, you know, here for also for Atlanta United. They go back to work this week, by the way. Don't forget, they're on there the Wednesday playing against Toronto FC. Pregame at 7:30, kickoff at 8 o'clock. And this is also the home, of course, for the Georgia State Panthers. They march down to the kickoff of the 2019 season up in Old Rocky Top against Tennessee You get it all here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We hope to be joined at some point, hopefully, by Adam Alexander. We wanted to get in touch with him as today's race is way out in California, Sonoma Racetrack, and they got some new things in. The carousel section of it has returned, and something the drivers haven't had to contend with. They're going to add something new, kind of new, I guess, new dimension and new challenge for things today out that way. We'll see how the race goes. Kyle Larson is on the pole, the third straight pole he's won out there at that particular track. So this is the first road race event for NASCAR at the Cup Series this year. And we'll see how they do with the ups and downs, the left turns, the right turns, the hairpin curves and the long straights and all the things that make road race coursing the big deal that it is and the different type of challenge for NASCAR. It's also going to be the last broadcast, I think, for the season for Fox, for NASCAR, for the Cup division, and that means the final call for Darrell Waltrip, who has been a part of coverage for NASCAR since Fox went over to that network, since NASCAR went over to the network, and just a great statesman for the sport and a great personality for the sport, and he's done a great job making the transition from being a driver to being basically an ambassador for NASCAR. Everybody will remember the boogity, boogity, boogity. Well, you get to hear that one more time today. Not to think he's going away. I totally expect him to be in some different phase, you know, of it. He's been around the track in so many different phases, so different capacities. I don't think he goes away anywhere far. And I think he'll be around and maybe in some different type of broadcast or some different type things, but not in the booth for the race call after today. So it'll be kind of sentimental time for a lot of folks and people who wonder, you know, about him and people who worked along with him. And it should be a great tribute. He's been getting great, great tributes all year long, and rightfully so. I think they unveiled a car that will be raced at Darlington, I think, by Denny Hamlin that resembles his car. So that's another tribute to him. I tell you a guy who can make a great tribute to him. And join us now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Adam Alexander, Fox Sports and FS1, joins us now. Adam, good morning.
Sam, how are you?
Oh, great, great. Always great to talk with you and catch up with you. And we're about to go racing, and we got some different things with the configuration there at Sonoma. But the thing I want to talk to you about is DW as he steps away after the day. Thoughts about what he's been, and what's it been like for you to get a chance to spend time and work with him?
Well, I think, you know, for me, my relationship to Darrell goes back to when I was working locally in Evansville, Indiana, Owensboro, Kentucky. And at that time, you know, he was still racing and you know, it become a Hall of Famer on the racing side of things. And so when he would come home, it was neat to get to interview him as a young reporter and someone who had followed NASCAR from a distance. And then eventually I started, you know, covering NASCAR as part of my career. And at that time, Darrell had moved from the car to the broadcast booth. And I think here we sit 19 years later. He's not only had a Hall of Fame racing career and obviously is a part of the NASCAR Hall, but I think you could argue that he's now put together a Hall of Fame career on the broadcast side of things. He's really changed the way we look at NASCAR broadcasting. His charisma is second to none. He brings a special element. He's just a difference maker on the broadcast, and I think there's no way to replace that. And you hate to see him go, and that time comes for everybody, obviously. But it's been a real pleasure working with Darrell and just being around his positive attitude and energy in the last few years.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Adam Alexander. You can follow him on Twitter always at Adam1Alexander. Adam1Alexander. He did some things differently from a lot of drivers, and I'm talking about not just driving, but also he was appearing on late night television and things like this. I think he did the night show back when Carson was hosting. Just a driver from NASCAR that would feel comfortable in that type of environment in those days. He was kind of groundbreaking in that way too.
Yeah, he's someone that truly has crossed over, and I think that's unique. At least it was when Darrell was a race car driver. And I think that, you know, the other part of this for Darrell is that he's really, you know, changed a lot and shaped himself into being someone who's able to go both ways. I think he can be the funny guy, but he also can be serious and give great analysis. And I think that's hard to do when you come right from the race car to find that balance. And that's where I think Darrell has been most impressive, is his ability to tell a funny story and turn right around and offer up analysis that of things that most people wouldn't see. And then you look at just the last few years. He had worked with Larry McReynolds in the booth, who's a crew chief and more on the technical side. Larry changes his role. They bring in Jeff Gordon, and Darrell's got to once again shift gears and kind of move in a different direction and bring Jeff along. And so I think that when you look at what the last 19 years have meant to him as a broadcaster, he really has done a great job in so many different avenues of being a professional and being able to hit the curveball, so to speak, because of all the different situations he's faced.
The personality, and I mean, obviously the wins help to allow you to do something. People talk about drivers today and why won't they get out after they win and do the icky shuffle after they win a race? But you got to talk about a guy like Darrell Waltrip and the level of success that he has. It earns you the right to go boogity, 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 or do the icky shuffle or any of those type things.
Well, we were talking about that last night. The boogity, boogity, boogity thing, we just take that for granted because he's been doing that now for, the better part of 20 years. But that's something that is so unique, and it sets Darrell apart. He made it his thing. And that's just one of the many things that you take for granted on Sunday. But when we get to the Daytona 500, you're going to realize that aspect of the broadcast is gone. And, I know this, and you guys, obviously are broadcasters and understand it as well. It is it's very difficult when you don't have someone alongside of you that gets it. And as a guy that's done some pre-race stuff and some boost stuff with Darrell, on a fairly limited basis when you look big picture, I still, in that short time with Darrell, have been able to realize how much he gets it and how easy he makes everyone's job around him. And I don't care if you're a play-by-play person, a host, a producer, it's really easy to get sucked in to how good someone is and take it for granted. And it's going to be a major adjustment for all of us at Fox to move forward without Darrell, because his absence is going to be huge just because of the way he goes about his business, how effortless he is in executing that. And being able to replace that is going to be something that won't be easy.
Yeah, I don't know when to put them shoes on. That's going to be tricky. Spending some time with Adam Alexander this morning from FS1, Fox Sports, racing later on today at Sonoma. Talk a little bit about the race today. Some changes in the layout, and we got Larson on the pole.
Well, Larson's on the pole, third consecutive year that he's won the pole here. He hadn't raced well, unfortunately, so hopefully he can better himself in that category today. The layout is different. For the first time since 1997, we're running the carousel. And, that could be a different setup as we go up to turn four. You kind of run that inner loop of the racetrack, and so that'll be something new for these race teams and these drivers to adapt to, and that's change the number of laps that we run and the mileage and the fuel mileage, the crew chiefs have to figure in the stage lengths and so on. So today's race is going to be different. I think the carousel offers up some additional passing zones, but this is a course that everyone enjoyed but felt it was difficult. And I think it has grown with its difficulty exponentially by running that carousel. It's just a very difficult portion of the course, and it will add a very challenging element for all of these drivers today.
Yeah, we're going to be watching for that. Anxious to see how they deal with that. And also going to enjoy some reflective times with Darrell Walter for sure today. Adam Alexander, thanks so much for spending some time with us on this Sunday morning as we get set to go racing later today.
Yes, sir. Good to be with you guys. Have a great one.
All right. That is Adam Alexander from FS1 Fox Sports. Don't forget, you can follow him on Twitter at Adam1Alexander, Adam Newmore1Alexander, as Darrell Walter rings down the curtain on a career in the booth, a second career, because we know the other career as a driver. And we'll tune in later on today and get the boogity, boogity, boogity one more time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.